on this most beautiful day in which we dawn, and especially the dawn of salvation comes upon us in this holy sacrifice of the Mass, we celebrate the feast of two great martyrs of the Church. And we have been celebrating these feasts, these same two feasts, for over 1,700 years. Now, of course, no kingdom on earth that is existing today has lasted that long. But the Church is and will be here and will continue to be here as long as the world exists. And of course, we celebrate the feast of Pope St. Fabian, not the first because he's the only one, Pope St. Fabian, who ruled around the time of the Emperor Decius. He is known not only for his courage and his holiness, but he was the one who separated Rome into seven districts and had seven deacons to be in charge of each district to give food to the poor, as was their original role, and then seven subdeacons who were the notaries of the Church, who would write down all the martyrs of that particular district, because there were so many. He himself was finally apprehended and put to death. It was sometime in the reign of the Emperor Decius, around 250, 57 or so A.D. The other saint, who is very famous especially in art, is Saint Sebastian, the warrior, the centurion. In fact, he was the head of the centurions. He was the head of the palace guard of the Emperor Diocletian, who murdered so many hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Catholics. But he practiced his faith very quietly, helping many others. And finally, somebody betrayed him, and he was taken before the Emperor, and he refused to back down on his faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. So the Emperor grew furious at him. Imagine that the head of his Praetorian Guard, the guard of the palace, should be a Catholic. So he condemned him to be taken outside of Rome and stripped naked and to be run through by as many arrows as they could shoot into him. So when they thought he was dead, they left. And then an old lady, a saint also, I don't remember her name, from Rome, came by and saw him and cut him off the tree and pulled out the arrows carefully and took him home and nursed him back to health. As soon as he was able to, he decided that he was not going to let this just go by. So he went back to the palace and in front of everybody in the kingdom berated Diocletian for his wickedness and his evil against God and man, at which point Diocletian, furious as could be against him, had him killed once and for all. So today we celebrate these two very, very popular and important saints in the early history of the Church, Pope St. Fabian and St. Sebastian. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.